everyone, and welcome to the Prefect Perspective. I'm your host Erin, and today we're going to be talking about what ways you can get support at school, whether it's academic or pastoral. I'm joined by our head girl Sophie.
Hello.
And our deputy head girl Amy.
Hiya.
So now that we're back into the swing of things with school, you're probably starting to maybe have some academic things that you might be struggling with a bit, or you might be struggling with your mental health or whatever, especially as we're going into another lockdown. So we thought that this episode would be helpful for you guys to just check in with some resources and ways you can get help through school. So firstly, I wanted to talk about the mentoring system that we're going to be introducing very soon, hopefully. So we're going to have a bank of sixth form mentors that all are sort of specialists at their subject, and we're going to make sort of posters with all their information on like what subjects they do, when they're free, and how you can get in touch with them, so by email. And we're going to put these posters in your form room. So what you can do is look at these posters if you're struggling with, say, maths, and find someone who wants to mentor in maths and who is free when you're free. And then you can email them and get in touch with them and find out if they're okay and happy to help you with whatever you're stuck with. And then you can set up some Google Meets where it can either be a regular thing, maybe for our year 11s, if you want regular, like weekly or every other week sessions with them, or it can just be if you're stuck on a homework or something and you need the odd bit of help.
Yeah, and it's just a really nice way of getting support from someone who's just maybe a year older than you, who's literally, especially if you're in year 11, who's just been through the same thing. It's just a really nice way of having a different explanation. They'll explain it in a way that makes sense to them. So yeah, they're just a really nice thing to have.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes you don't want to go to teachers to get support, so it's just another way of getting you supported in your learning. So the next thing that we wanted to talk about, something new that we've set up, is the sixth form subject ambassadors. So this is another way for sixth formers to have like a leadership role in school and to share their passion and love for their subject. So these were selected just before half term, and they're going to have a list of the different things that they're going to do. So one thing will be creating a wider reading list, so look out for your emails that will be coming out this term with a list for all the subjects, different ways that you can get involved outside the classroom, be that in films, documentaries, maybe articles and books that people have read. And another way is for the younger subject scholars. There'll be a Google Meet, so you can meet with your sixth former, discuss exciting ideas for the department, maybe doing some notice boards or other events that you can organise. And yeah, it would just be a way for people to like show their love for the subject in like a new way in school.
And also with the wider reading stuff, a lot of people hear wider reading like, oh, that sounds really boring. Mm-hmm. But some of this wider reading stuff is so interesting. You're going to find out things that just are going to blow your mind. And it's just really exciting stuff, and find a good film or something.
Yeah, definitely.
So another way of getting support, especially for our year sevens, is the new form pairing system we've just started. So we started to do this with year sevens and eights. And so all the year seven forms are paired with a form in the year above. And this is just such a good opportunity for you to try and get to know some of the girls in the year above you. If you've got any questions, ask them for help. If there's anything, just have a chat with them, because they've literally just done exactly what you're doing. They're going to have some really great advice. And then if you can kind of build up a friendship, get to know people, once you're in, say, year 11 or sixth form, then you know people and you know who to ask for help from. You've also got a year 11 running this session. They're all super friendly and really helpful. And so again, if you ever have anything do you want to talk about, if you're struggling either with work or just generally struggling a little bit, then they're all super happy to help. So it's just a really exciting way of you to get to know some people around you, feel a little bit more comfortable with all the girls in the year above you. And yes,
it's also quite a good chance to just have a bit of fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in school, just with your friends. And like Sophie said, making new friends,
meet some new people,
spice up form time.
Okay, so now for just some general ways that you can get support. So obviously you can look back at any previous podcast episodes that we've done. We've done quite a few on some different topics that might be quite relevant still now. Like there was one on getting through lockdown one, so that might be quite helpful for lockdown two. If there's anything you're struggling with that we've talked about before, that might be a good place to check. because that's probably got some more tips on
and
there.
We did one about revision tips.
Yeah.
Which is quite helpful if you're just starting to have your first test and you're like, oh, not quite sure how to do this one. We also have the Worrybox email, which is just worrybox@not.gdst.net. This just goes to me and the wellbeing prefects. So it's just students on the other end of it. And if you just have any little or big concerns, just to have a kind of offload to someone, that's just a really chilled method of doing it. And we also have a prefect Instagram, which is @NGHSprefectTeam. And we post loads of things on our stories, just any current affairs, things that you should know about, and also kind of motivational positivity kind of things.
Yeah, and like also kind of reposting stuff like how to get support or how to like keep a check on your mental health, especially going into this lockdown. And also like further to that, like talking to your friends and talking to people around you. We're all going through a difficult time right now and they're probably going through a similar thing to you. So just having like open discussions with people is a great way. Also talking to teachers, I know it might seem like, oh gosh, but if you find a teacher that you like and that you trust, you can chat to them about how you're feeling and they'll always be there to help and support you.
And also on an educational note, if you're struggling with some work, chances are your friends are struggling too. So you can either work through it all together, or if, I mean, I think it is kind of reassuring that it's not just you that doesn't understand. So then you have a bit more confidence to say to your teacher, actually, we're all a little bit baffled. And your teachers will always help you if you have questions. Like, they're always willing to help you out, whether that is academic or from a pastoral point of view. Everyone's just kind of, yeah, just talk to people.
Yeah. And make sure you don't just like maybe look it up or copy someone else's work if you don't understand something, because then the teacher won't know that you're struggling with it, and so they'll just move on and you'll have this gap in your knowledge, which might be quite important later on. So if there is something you don't understand, like Sophie said, go and check and get them to go over it again, or else you do need to let your teachers know if you're struggling, because they might not always notice.
And equally, if you're taking ages to do something that shouldn't take that long, again, just tell them, they're not going to be annoyed. They just need to understand whether you get it or if you don't.
Okay, so hopefully you found some of that helpful. Just make sure you do get help if you need it. If you have any requests or suggestions for any future episodes, then you can DM us on the Prefect Instagram, or you can email me at e.price@not.gdst.net. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Bye.